This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimiri with 8 a.m. news. The headlines first. Election Commission to enforce election code of conduct from January 17 briefs Prime Minister Sushila Karki on poll preparations. Nepal Rashtra Bank highlights strong foreign exchange reserves despite weak domestic activity. Government emphasizes dialogue, diplomacy and mutual understanding to resolve Venezuela tensions. And U.S. President Donald Trump says they need to own Greenland to prevent Russia and China from taking it. Now the news in detail. The Election Commission has finalized preparations to enforce the Election Code of Conduct ahead of House of Representatives polls scheduled for March 5. The Code of Conduct will come into effect on January 17, outlines the activities allowed for government and non-government bodies as well as responsibilities of political parties and other stakeholders to ensure free and fair elections. Acting Chief Election Commissioner Ram Prasad Bhandari briefed Prime Minister Sushila Karki on Friday about preparations including printing of election materials and human resource arrangements. Election Commission spokesperson Narayan Prasad Bhattarai said the government and key stakeholders have a critical role in strictly implementing the code to ensure a dignified election process. Likewise, speaking at a separate event organized by Rashtriya Samachar Samiti, officiating Chief Election Commissioner Bhandari emphasized the need for strong coordination among state institutions and highlighted the crucial role of mass media in ensuring a free, fair and credible election, adding that the preparations for the polls are progressing rapidly. Meanwhile, the Election Commission has pledged to curb fake news and misinformation on social networking sites targeting the upcoming elections. At a news conference, Commission spokesperson Narayan Prasad Bhattarai said they are closely monitoring fake news, hate speech, deep fakes, fake accounts and defamatory content. He also warned that illegal activities including fake news on social media will be punished under existing laws. Spokesperson Bhattarai said the Information and Integrity Promotion Unit has already begun monitoring social media with dedicated software, emphasizing that responsible journalism and effective monitoring are essential to ensure electoral integrity and public trust ahead of the polls. Nepal's external sector showed a notable improvement in the first 5 months of the current fiscal year, with higher foreign exchange reserves, surpluses in the current account and balance of payments, and a strong rise in remittance inflows. Releasing the current macroeconomic and financial situation of Nepal, Nepal Rashtra Bank said the external sector remains comfortable, although revenue collection, budget spending and credit expansion are weak. The central bank noted robust growth in remittances and exports, mainly supported by higher shipments to India, while rising imports widened the trade deficit. Inflation eased significantly, with food prices declining and non-food prices remaining relatively stable. The central bank said overall macroeconomic stability has improved, but stressed the need to strengthen domestic economic activity. Meanwhile, the National Statistics Office's National Transfer Account report shows that only people aged between 27 and 46 earns more than they spend. Launching the report, Finance Minister Rameshwar Khanal said the findings would support evidence-based policies on social security, industrial development and job creation. Minister for Communications and Information Technology Jagadish Kharele has directed the Department of Information Technology to work towards making the Government Integrated Office Management System or GIOMS mandatory in all ministries. Addressing a program to the department yesterday, the minister said all government offices must move towards a paperless system to ensure efficient, transparent and effective service delivery. Developed by the Department of Information Technology, GIOMS is designed to electronically manage official work such as issuing decisions and orders, handling correspondence, attendance records, leave approvals and record management using mandatory electronic signatures. At present, the Ministries of Finance and Communications have already implemented the system. Meanwhile, Minister Kharel, who serves as the government spokesperson, expressed confidence that elections would be held on schedule and said a youth-dominated parliament and government would help boost Nepal's information technology sector. At the program, Ministry Secretary Radhika Arial urged the department to further modernize its services, while Director General Chandra Sah reaffirmed the department's commitment to policy and structural reforms. Likewise, speaking at a separate interaction event organized by the Film Development Board on the future of the film sector, Minister Kharel said the government is implementing suggestions from cine artists and working to reform the sector and pledged full support to address the challenges faced by Nepali cine artists and the film industry. The Department of Commerce, Supplies and Consumer Protection has announced stricter enforcement on the sale and distribution of plastic products. During inspections at 19 plastic industries and shops, the department directed businesses not to sell or distribute plastic bags thinner than 40 microns and issued additional corrective instructions. Officials said the move aims to promote environmental protection and ensure compliance with existing regulations. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
Daddy, India jani, mommy China jani. Dubai jana Facebook ra Viber ma zero. Ani hamile kasari contact garne?
Timiharu Facebook ra Viber ma hero bhara ke garnu? Nepal Telecom le lyako sewa suvidha ko bare ma zero rai chau. Aile Nepal Telecom le roaming sewa lyaeko cha. China ra India ma hamro yahi prepaid mobile majjale chalcha. बेला बेलामा कुरा गर्न केही समस्या छैन
हो र भने अनि कसरी चलाउने चाहिँ थाहा छ त
किन थाहा नहुनु यो सेवा एक्टिभेट गर्नलाई *1415 *7 र ह्यास डायल गर्नुपर्छ र उतैबाट रिचार्ज गर्न पनि मिल्छ तिमीहरूलाई पनि अरु कुरा थाहा पाउन मन छ भने नेपाल टेलिकमको मोबाइल एप्स अथवा वेबसाइट हेरे हुन्छ
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
वेलकम ब्याक नाउ द रिमेनिङ न्यूज Veteran newsreader and broadcaster Michael Chand, popularly known as Harish Chand, at the age of 77, passed away on Friday morning at his residence in Maharajganj, Kathmandu, after a long battle with pancreatic cancer. Chand dedicated over four decades to Radio Nepal, serving as senior English news editor, newsreader, program producer and radio jockey. He was closely associated with English language broadcasting from the early 1970s, until the early 2000s. He is survived by his wife, veteran actress Bhuvan Chand, and three daughters. His funeral rites are scheduled for Sunday, tomorrow. Radio Nepal extends heartfelt condolences to the bereaved family and relatives. The government of Nepal said it is closely monitoring recent developments in the Bolivarian Republic of Venezuela and has called on all parties to exercise maximum restraint to avoid further escalation of tensions. In a statement, the Ministry of Foreign Affairs underscored the importance of respecting the principles of sovereignty, territorial integrity and political independence of states and set out in the United Nations Charter. Nepal also stressed the disputes should be resolved peacefully through dialogue, diplomacy and mutual understanding. In a historic step for aquatic conservation, Rajapur Municipality in Bardia and Tikapur Municipality in Kailali have jointly declared Nepal's first fish sanctuary along a 3.9-kilometer stretch of the lower Karnali River. The sanctuary includes ecologically significant zones that serves as a breeding, spawning and nursery habitats for indigenous fish species and provide important habitats for dolphins, gharials and otters. The initiative has been launched under the Aquatic Animals Protection Act and emphasizes the active participation of river-dependent communities in co-management of the sanctuary. Now, on to an international news update. U.S. President Donald Trump has said the United States needs to own Greenland to prevent Russia and China from doing so. Speaking to reporters on Friday, he warned the U.S. would secure the territory the easy way or the hard way and said Lee's agreements were insufficient for national security. The White House has said the administration is considering purchasing the semi-autonomous territory from Denmark but did not rule out using force. Denmark and Greenland have firmly rejected any sale of the island, warning that the military action would endanger the transatlantic defense alliance. NATO allies, including European nations and Canada, have backed Denmark, stressing that only Denmark and Greenland can decide on the territory and calling for disputes to be resolved collectively while respecting sovereignty and territorial integrity under the UN Charter. Now, the weather forecast for the country for today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast that fog and mist are likely to persist until noon in the most parts of the Terai region today. The weather is likely to remain partly cloudy over Kosi, Mades, Bagmati, Gandaki and Lumbini province, while the weather is likely to remain mainly fair over the remaining hilly and mountainous regions today. The division has also stated that there is a partial influence of the westerly winds across the country at present. Also, there is a partial impact of the low-pressure system developed in the southwest Bay of Bengal. And temperatures in Kathmandu Valley are likely to range from a minimum of 2 to 4 degrees Celsius with daytime highs between 15 and 17 degrees Celsius today. That wraps up our news bulletin for this hour. But before we go, here is a quick recap of the headlines. Election Commission to enforce Election Code of Conduct from January 17 briefs Prime Minister Sushila Karki on poll preparations. Nepal Rashtra Bank highlights strong foreign exchange reserves despite weak domestic activity. Government emphasizes dialogue, diplomacy and mutual understanding to resolve Venezuela tensions. And U.S. President Donald Trump says they need to own Greenland to prevent Russia and China from taking it. That's all for this hour. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 p.m. You can also catch us on air and online at RadioNepalOnline.com, our mobile app, and listen to our bulletins anytime at your convenience. For more news and updates, stay tuned. Have a good day.